It's time for the Canadian Baseball Network podcast with your host, Dustin Saraceni.
Well, there's a ton coming down the pipeline in terms of development of elite baseball at the youth level. And if you're a player wanting to take that next step, you might want to listen to what's in store for you in 2018. Welcome back to the CBN podcast and discuss it all. We have the man working his absolute tail off to help you get to that next level in John Milton.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Hey, nice to finally talk to you. How are you? How are the Terriers doing?
Doing okay.
Yeah?
Doing okay, yeah.
Is there a lot of winter stuff fired up right now, or?
A lot of our guys are shut down.
Okay.
You know, a lot of them are more kind of just focusing right now more in the weight room and academically. Obviously we want them to still do, you know, some baseball skills,
yeah.
but we kind of focus on the strength and conditioning side, and then they really ramp up starting, I think it's January 7th, I think we start up, so.
Okay, great, John. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show today, and obviously there's a lot of things going on, upcoming things going on in terms of growing the game in Canada. And you've kind of been an instrumental piece in growing the game in Canada for a long time now. I mean, you're a guest coach at spring training with the Jays. You're the former director of coach and player development for Baseball Ontario, current coaching facilitator for Baseball Canada. And before we get into what exactly you're doing for baseball here, and it's a lot, I kind of want to discuss your thought process behind why you wanted to help to develop and innovate the game in Canada. I mean, you've been involved with the Baseball Zone for a long time, coaching and shaping both elite and grassroots talent here. I mean, where does your passion come from as you continue to provide a ladder up? And what first made you want to get into coaching?
Well, I think, you know, just playing the game. You know, I was fortunate to have a lot of great coaches as I grew up. And I think, you know, it's really important that we give back to the game. Mm-hmm. The game has given us so much, and especially us here in Canada. We are kind of a step behind at times, and at least, you know, with my, you know, with what I do now coaching-wise, it allows me to just shape and mold some of the young talent that we have here coming out of Canada and provide them with opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And kind of as we just discussed this at your history and why you got into coaching, I mean, this year, as I said before, seems like it's going to be a massive year for Canadian baseball at the youth level. There seems to be a ton of food on the table in terms of plans to bring Perfect Game Showcase to Canada. I understand you're currently in the process of scheduling tryout dates for players 10U to 16U interested in playing for Canada at the Perfect Game Series events in Fort Myers, Florida, this coming July. How did that idea come to fruition?
Perfect Game has had the series events for a few years now, and I was able to experience the event last year as a guest coach with the Czech national team, and we were down there, and the event is just it's a phenomenal event. You have some of the best athletes, whether it be at 10U to 16U, from all across the U.S., and they get put into regional all-star teams. It's not a showcase.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's a lot of testing goes on, a lot of practices, and obviously the tournament. But the event is just phenomenal. From everything from the opening ceremonies with fireworks at JetBlue Park, to the practices, to the skills training, to the testing, where a lot of athletes will now start to get their first set of metrics, and this is important as they go forward. A, to show improvement on their metrics so they get a sense of if they're improving.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, for the college coaches, you know, as the kids progress, they get to see, you know where these players are at and some of the strides that they've made.
And where for players listening and looking to kind of land a spot on this team, where are tryouts being held and when?
So what we're going to do is we're going to be announcing tryouts at the Best Ever. In middle of January, there's going to be pockets of tryouts. We're going to hold some tryouts at Western Canada, as well as more in the BC area, and in Ontario. Obviously, they'll be in the Mississauga area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a player that is interested in the opportunity, by all means, you can contact myself. and we can definitely get, or just send me a video, and we can definitely do it that way as well.
Great, John. And obviously, that's not the only thing you guys have coming down the pipeline here. A tournament for 2018-19 grads is also set up in Oakville this coming Canada Day weekend. How impactful can this showcase be, and have you gotten any kind of feedback yet?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty big here in Canada, and I think it's a way of, we're going to be meshing some of the best Canadian talent for the 2018 grads, and also the 2019 grads, mm-hmm. As well as some of the teams from upstate New York, Michigan, Ohio. It's going to be a good cross section of teams and athletes. Some will be on the path to college, and some will be on the path to pro. And you know, there may be some guys in there that have just been drafted. So we're pretty excited about the potential for some pretty good baseball in the GTA.
And the upcoming tournament schedule involves a 15U tournament in Hamilton as well.
That's what we're looking at. Yeah, we're looking at hosting a 15U event in May in Hamilton. We're just finalizing that up as we speak, and it'll be a good way for a lot of the Baseball Ontario teams that are presently in the Bantam Elite League to showcase their skills off and get to be a part of the perfect game.
And when you say we, I know you have a big hand in providing young talent with all of this opportunity to showcase their talents, but who else is behind the scenes working with you?
Well, right now it's just myself in terms of Canada.
Okay.
But we do have some great, great Perfect Game ambassadors out there. You know, Marty Lane out in BC, and you know, has been a great supporter, mm-hmm. As well as Doug Matheson in Langley, George Haleem here in Toronto. With his work with the Diamondbacks, they regularly send teams to Perfect Game events, okay. And actually they're getting ready to in January. We're going to be sending three teams in conjunction with Doug Matheson and the at Langley Blaze, and Marty Lane with the Milwaukee Brewers scout team will be going to Phoenix and participating in the Martin Luther King West Championship in mid-January. Now, the neat part about all that is that these teams are not going to just be based out of BC. They're going to showcase some Ontario and also Quebec players as well.
Yeah, and it's so important, no matter what the age is to get these young kids exposed to scouts at a high level, just to, as we said before, provide the ladder up, try and get them into that next level. And even at a younger age, I mean, Canadian baseball continues to innovate with the 12U team that will represent Canada at the Perfect Game 12U Championship in Fort Myers as well. Why do you think it's so important to expose younger talent?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we're seeing is that kids are now being evaluated younger and younger, and there are definitely pros and cons to all of that. I think more just from the experience, the younger that they are, that they're getting experience, they're performing, you know, at the highest level, but they're also making some, you know, they're learning life skills as well. So learning how to, you know, be at the highest level, to meet people from different countries, from different areas of the world, and then to socialize with them as well, but also using baseball as that vehicle. I think it's an important part of the whole maturing process for a player, not mm-hmm. just on the field, but off the field.
And John, as we go down the list, I mean, promoting of Perfect Game events in Canada is also a big deal. I mean, whatever it kind of takes to try and provide Canadians with the same opportunities as talent in the United States, because as we've seen over the years, Canada seems to be getting bigger and bigger in terms of baseball, and more players are playing professionally and providing these same opportunities as players in the United States. Is this one of the main reasons why you do what you do?
Absolutely. You know, I think, as I said right from the start, it's a way of giving back, and it's a way of helping the players of today have some of the opportunities that some of us didn't have. Growing up and getting into baseball, where Canadians were kind of just an afterthought. But now you look at the amount of Canadians playing collegiate baseball and the amount of, you know, Canadians playing professional baseball, those numbers just keep growing, and the quality of talent is growing. And I think it's important that I know that when the Terriers were in Fort Myers, Florida this year for the underclass event for the World Woodbat, you know, one of the first people that they see there a picture of is Joey Votto.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a way of seeing that, you know what, Joey came, you know, through this route, and it gives them something to strive for. But I just really want to give back to the game and give players opportunities that, you know, some of us didn't get to have at that point.
Exactly, and I'm sure if you talk to Votto at this point, he would say how incredibly the programming in Canada has kind of developed and continue to innovate, as we've said. I mean, and John, before I let you go, where do you see Canadian baseball in a few years from now? And as we've been saying, it's growing exponentially because of people like you and coaches like you and other like-minded individuals, because of programs like the Terriers, Ontario Blue Jays, because of facilities like the Baseball Zone. I mean, Canadian baseball continues to grow, and where do you see it a few years from now?
Oh, I can definitely see a number one pick coming out of Canada.
Yeah.
The game is just, I think one of the great things that Baseball Canada has done is really focused on the coaching, and we're starting to see a little bit of a renaissance now in terms of coaching and the coach development programs, and the ability for some of these players that have gone off to a U.S. college have now come back and are now giving back to the game, whether it be with their own sons or daughters, or just getting involved with teams like the Terriers or Ontario Blue Jays, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the more that we can give back, the better off we're going to be. But I really see the coaching side of it being a big benefit. I also see, you know, from events like the Perfect Game, I think the players are going to get more experience. And the more experience that they have playing at the top level, you're definitely going to see a better result in terms of the amount of players drafted, and hopefully, we see some gold medals coming up in the Olympics.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, we haven't even talked about the Canadian Junior National Team, but that's another place where we've got obviously young and upcoming stars in the shoot. I mean, even Stubby Clapp just won Manager of the Year, so we are starting to see everything kind of catch up to the rest of the world, and it's awesome to see.
Yeah, and we're seeing, you know, even at the Major League level on the executive side, we're starting to see, you know, obviously with Alex Anthopoulos and Andrew Tinnish and Doug Melvin. We're starting to see more in Gordy Ash. We're starting to see more and more now Canadians become huge role players in Major League Baseball. You know, I think Paul Beeston was kind of one of the ones that you know, I mean, at one point was commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So Canadians have got a great reputation in baseball, and that's one of the reasons why I think, Perfect Game really wants to make that foray into Canada.
Mm-hmm.
To take advantage of the great Canadian talent.
Perfect, John. I appreciate you coming on the show, and make sure you say hi to Army for me next time you're at the Baseball Zone.